Well, there is a lot of attention on baseball tonight with the potential that the San Francisco Giants will win the World Series for the third time in this decade. They're currently up 3-2 against the Kansas City Royals in the best-of-7 series. But this week is also kind of a sports lover's dream because it's that weird moment when all the big major league sports are in season at the same time. The NBA tips off its regular season tonight with 3 games. And joining us for a preview of the NBA season is Kevin Arnovitz, NBA editor for ESPN.com. He's with us from KPCC in Pasadena, California. Kevin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And I guess we have to start with Cleveland and LeBron James. He's back there after bolting from the Miami Heat, and he's got a good team with him too, right?
Yeah, he's assembled his new big three. Includes like electrifying point guard Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, who is a rebounding and shooting machine, a really interesting big man. They've got a new coach, David Blatt, who a first-time NBA head coach who had an illustrious career overseas and promises to import this very aesthetically pleasing, fluid brand of European style of play, and it should be really fun to watch.
A better team than the Heat, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the Heat are going to drop off a little bit. I mean,
but then the Heat under with LeBron there and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
That's the great debate, because the Heat had one of the most historically efficient offenses when they were running on all cylinders in Miami. But this Cavs team is just going to be an offensive juggernaut. I don't think it's unreasonable to suggest they might be one of the best and most efficient offensive teams in NBA history.
And I guess it was sort of unfair to start with Cleveland and LeBron, by the way, since he didn't win the championship last year. The San Antonio Spurs did that. How are the Spurs this year?
Every year, there's a collective sense that, oh, the Spurs are an older team. This is the year they'll fall off the peak. And then every year, those critics are proven incorrect. And so everyone has just kind of tabled that. Like, they are the incumbent champions. They are the team to beat. But the Western Conference is stacked. It's fair to say that perhaps 10 out of the 12 best teams in the league are in the West. In addition to San Antonio, you've got the Clippers with Blake Griffin and Chris Paul. Oklahoma City will start the season without Kevin Durant, but they're going to be really forceful when he gets back. Then you got all these mystery guests. The Memphis Grizzlies, if they're healthy, are really good. The Dallas Mavericks, our analytics guys, kind of as they project the season numerically, really see Dallas as a strong team. Houston has 2 superstars. Golden State has looked as good as anyone in the preseason. They've got a new coach. They have the best shooter in basketball, a defensive big man, a top 4 defense last season. So they should be really strong. In the Portland Trailblazers, they were healthy last season and put together a really good offense.
And what about Chicago? Because we have the return of Derrick Rose, who has been plagued by injuries for a couple of seasons now. This is a guy that people at one time thought was going to be the next big thing.
We also have a radio host who's a fan, right, Jeremy?
I am a fan, yes.
They play as strong a defense as any team in the league, and that has always been their calling card. Even last season, when they didn't have Rose, they finished in the top 2 in defense, which keeps them really competitive. Now you inject Derrick Rose back into the offensive attack, and there are people who believe that the Bulls will be the perfect counterbalance to Cleveland, which figures to be an offensive team, but might struggle defensively. They don't have a lot of elite defensive players outside of LeBron James. But the Bulls are going to be in every game. It is going to be sluggish 85-83 games, but if they meet the Cleveland Cavaliers in late May in a conference championship series, it's going to be really competitive.
What's the worst team in the league right now?
I mean, I'm going to be controversial here and say the Los Angeles Lakers.
They're right where
healthy.
You are.
I'll watch myself exiting the studio today. them fighting words in here in Los Angeles, but they're a mess. They're not healthy. They haven't been able to recruit major talent. They're sort of a collection of adhesives and spare parts. Kobe Bryant, we don't know how he's going to respond to coming back from injury. He's probably going to shoot the ball 50 times a game. Who knows how many shots go in. It's just right now a really rudderless situation. Now, look, that might be all in the design. If they finish in the bottom 5, they'll get a very top draft pick, pair them with their draft pick from this season, Julius Randle. So there might be a route out of this, but right now they are looking rough. I mean, the Philadelphia 76ers are the other obvious choice because they are intentionally trying to lose. The incentive structure in the league is such that if you lose a lot, you will get the best draft pick. So why strive for mediocrity when you can strive for misery?
It can be the worst.
Because then you end up with a mid-level draft pick and a kind of difference-making talent. So the Sixers are probably the answer to this question because they are intentionally embracing that particular role.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Kevin, and that's the other team where you are, the Clippers. How has the league recovered, do you think, from the Donald Sterling fiasco.
I mean, they've recovered really nicely, and the proof is in the pudding. A $2 billion sale, that can make all any sort of perception issue go away, right? And the league is so ascendant right now. You know, they just signed a 9-year, $24 billion TV deal.
Wow.
They that team sold for $2 billion. Their demographics are strong, young, diverse, and centered in big cities. They have a commissioner who's sort of is a real champion of innovation. They crush it on social media.
Kevin Arnovitz, NBA editor for ESPN.com, as we look ahead to the NBA season, which starts tonight, and Kevin pointing out that, yes, I am from Illinois, and I suppose I do have some allegiance to the Bulls. Kevin, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.